You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you knew that eating at a certain time every night could possibly give you a heart attack, would you make that dinner time earlier or later? Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Wider, you know, I think that in general, everybody has their set dinner time. And I feel like I'm the only person that probably would prefer to eat dinner every day at 5 o'clock. But you're saying that that might actually be good for me.
Yep, the geriatric special is definitely good for you, Anna. You know, you want to get to the restaurant like at 4:30 p.m. This is a crazy study, and it's a big one, and it's one that we need to pay attention to, because sometimes, you know, there are studies that involve 10 people, 11 people. This is a study that involves 100,000 people, and it tracked their meal times on weekdays and weekends for over 7 years, and it showed that if you eat dinner after 8 p.m., you're actually increasing your risk for heart attack and stroke.
I mean, Doc, this is crazy. Where did somebody even come up with the idea to do this study? But let me ask you, is this true if you have weird hours, right? I mean, what does this mean if you're working overnights or something like that? When are you going to eat that dinner?
That's a great question. There are people that take the night shift. And that, you know, Raven, we should do another segment on that, because there are dangers of doing the overnight shift also, just because you're exposed to light. But it's interesting, because it does matter, actually. And the people that are doing these overnight shifts are placing themselves at risk for all sorts of health consequences, including heart attack and stroke, unfortunately. You know, it's interesting, because what we knew for years and years was that if you ate too close to bedtime, you would have all sorts of digestive issues, from heartburn. If you lied down quickly after eating a meal and laid flat, then you could have heartburn, indigestion, you could have stomach aches, you can have constipation. But I never saw a study that looked at what happens to inflammation and how it relates to your body, and how, unfortunately, your blood sugar can affect cardiovascular disease and stroke. And this is an issue that we really, really need to pay attention to, because it has to do with high blood pressure, damage to our blood vessels, inflammation. And these are all sorts of factors that people are looking at now, especially medical researchers. So we need to be really, really careful. And it also speaks to the whole idea of intermittent fasting, right? So the study also found that fasting overnight, the earlier you ate and the more that you fasted, and if you prolonged eating the next morning, actually had benefits not only to your waistline, but to your risk of stroke and heart attack as well.
You know, in Europe, everybody eats later because they have like those afternoon naps and everything is kind of delayed. And I know a lot of my family there, their dinner time is normally 8-9 p.m. And I feel like they live forever.
They're
still
alive.
Yeah. So,
right. They're still alive, Doc.
It's true. And I wonder, you know, you guys are bringing up a good point. I wonder if your entire like schedule is shifted, right? That if you're waking up later, you're sleeping more. Does it depend on the time that is spent before you go to sleep? I wonder if that plays into it, but that's not listed in the study, so it's hard for me to comment on that. But according to this study, it's pretty vital to your overall health if you're eating after 8 p.m.
Here's the good news. That early bird special, not only do you get to eat earlier and you get to save money, it's actually better for your health, too.
You get to live longer.
Yep.
Exactly right.
Dr. Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thank you, Jenna.
All right. Thanks, guys.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.